frying pans is all I call them.
But the old ones, the ones that
they call them skillets. We did when I was a child.
Have you ever heard of any other terms or that people use around here for that same item? Have you ever heard the term spider? I don't even know if that's used around here someplace. They call. Did this thing have legs on it, or is this something that you could hold put near the fireplace?
Now that is a baker.
Oh, that's what you're talking about, for cornbread.
Yeah.
But was it made out of the same kind of metal?
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, what do they call that? Anything that's made out of?
Cast iron.
Cast iron, yeah.
But the thing for cornbread.
That's what it's made out of.
Was it about the same size?
Well, you can get them in different sizes. Now that mignonette dog, that's just a little one.
Did it have to be seasoned?
To make the cornbread?
No, when you first got a new pan, did you?
No. Now you get them lots of times. I've got two Dutch ovens out in the basement that was gave to me because they turned everything black. And they said, if anybody can get that blackness to leave, you can. But I never did. And they're both down there new. There's stuff like that that I reckon you can't never use.
Yeah, or it takes so long to do it.
Now, I did read one time where it said to put salty, grease them with salty grease, and I thought I'd try that, but I just never did.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a usually big black and you put it in the backyard and might heat water in it if you were to wash clothes the next day?
Kettle.
Okay. What if it was something that you used in the house to heat water in?
Oh, hot water. Hot water now is all I can think. But now, I used to, back years ago, you had I've forgotten what we call it now, but anyhow, you'd take all the eyes off of the front of the stove, you know, and it'd sit right down in there. But I can't remember what it's called.
But it was for water?
Yeah, heat water in, or you could boil anything in that you wanted to.
What, like a cauldron, or?
It's something.
Did you ever use those?
A what?
A cauldron, like a big black cast iron pot.
Now, my sister's got one of them down at her house. It's big and heavy, a woman can't lift it.
What'd she ever use it for?
She canned beans in it.
She just filled up with beans?
Yeah. No, she put it in the cans and then put the cans in there.
Oh, I see. To boil them then. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you, if you've got some flowers, you might put them in a ceramic container. What would you call that?
Flower pot?
Or if they were cut flowers.
Okay. Flower vase.
Okay.
I wish you'd have talked to me 15 years ago. I could have told you a little something about all this.
You're doing real well. I appreciate it. What do you call the items on a table that you eat with? They're the three.
Fork and a spoon and knife.
Okay, and if you had more than one knife, you've got, say?
Knives.
Okay. And after dinner, you've got to do what to the dishes?
I never understood you.
After dinner, you have to do something to the dishes.
Well, wash the dishes.
Okay, and after you wash them, you have to
dry them.
Okay, and but before you
scald them, then dry them.
To get the soap off, you do what?
Just put them in scald, not scalding water, but hot water.
Mm-hmm. And but what are you doing to them then?
I call it rinsing them.
Okay, and what do you dry the dishes with?
Dishcloth.
Okay, and how about if it was for your face and you kept it in the bathroom through the cloth? What would you call it?
Washcloth.
Okay. And a piece of cloth much larger that you dry yourself with.
Hand towel.
Okay. And